This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station. Today's broadcast is supported by Plains Dental Arts in Vero Beach and Port St. Lucie. Thanks to Dr. Alex Plain at Plains Dental Arts for keeping New Day with Red Palmer on the air daily at WCNO 89.9 FM.
And it is myself, Red Palmer. How are you? Good morning. We have Del Smith on. How you doing, Del?
Well, I'm fine. It's nice to be back with you and your audience.
Yeah. Now, what I want to do today is, this is our testimonial show. It's a new day. And I want to hear about how you came to know the Lord. Now, first of all, for people that have not heard you on my show before, you are an author. Your most recent book, what's the title of it?
It's Discovering Life's Purpose.
Yeah, some other guy did a book like that, and I think he ended up making about $100 million. Rick Warren, right? The purpose-driven life came at an appropriate time about, what, 12, 15, 17 years ago? And
it was a great book. I really liked that book.
Well, yeah, it must have affected a lot of lives. He sold a bunch of books, made $100 million, which is pretty good for a pastor, and took 99% of that money and gave it back to the kingdom of the Lord. So a real strong Christian. And then, of course, since then, he's lost one of his sons to suicide, which to the best of my knowledge, that's a true story. So none of us are impervious. No matter how successful we are, doesn't mean that our offspring will catch the drift or whatever happens. There's mental illness. And so certainly I stand in no judgment of anybody. My heart breaks for the pastor. But back to what you've written a new book on purpose, and I want to talk about that today. But most importantly today is we want to get Del Smith's testimony. Now, you're up in Canada.
That's right.
And have you spent the entirety of your life there?
Yes, in various areas, but always in Canada.
Okay. Now, you know, I had a cottage up in Canada for a number of years up on Lake of Bays, and I went to church up there, and there were many churches, but certainly Christianity is, you know, not highly regarded. Not everybody goes to church up there. I'd say the majority don't. And even in Toronto, where you live, a few years ago, they made it illegal at Christmas time to hold any parades or Christmas events on the parks that are owned by the government, because they said by singing Christian songs, you are proselytizing Jesus, and you can't do that on common ground. Are you aware of that?
Yes, I certainly am. And that is a huge problem. I mean, people should know more about religions rather than be restricted from learning about religions, including Christianity.
Mm-hmm. How has that affected the people of faith up there in Toronto?
Well, it's hard to say. I would say, like, I go to morning mass every morning, and this being the exception because of the timing of the show. And actually, our morning mass has about 100 people in it, which is pretty good for middle of the week when people are working. So our church is very sound. But yeah, like many, many are half empty. Some are completely empty. And the problem is, people have turned off religion. That's what I see most. And I see many reasons for that.
Let me ask you this. When you said mass, does that mean, are you a Catholic or?
Yes, that's correct. I am a Roman Catholic.
Oh, but I thought you had been a pastor, or, well, I don't understand. I'm a little confused.
Okay.
Were you a pastor at a Catholic church?
No, I'm not a pastor. I'm a believer. I'm an author, but I'm not a pastor.
Oh, okay. Suddenly he's got a super tan there, but I don't know what happened.
Either all of a sudden.
Can you see it? Suddenly his face is super bright.
There we go. Look, I'm back.
Oh, you're back. So, yeah, well, there's a charismatic movement within the Catholic Church because there's a lot of people that are upset, of course, with Catholicism or some of the religions of the past because of their dogma. The pageantry. I personally am a little more accepting because it's just like if somebody has pageantry, it's not going to keep them from going into heaven. I personally don't think we should idolize saints or anything like that, and I don't see where that's biblical at all. But I think that people need to back off a little bit when it comes to judgment because I once had a pastor up in upstate New York. I was singing about 35 years ago to an ethnic campground, all black kids. And wow. The man scared me up there because he says, "Have you been baptized in the name of Jesus?" And I went, "Well, I got baptized in not the River Jordan, but in the Sea of Galilee. I got baptized in the United States, but I wasn't sure, and I got fearful. And I was all worried about it for days until somebody said, Rhett, what about the guy on the cross? He didn't have a chance to get baptized." So baptism is not a requirement for getting to heaven. Believing in Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. And if some people think you should go on Saturdays for the Sabbath instead of Sunday, or you should wear red shirts or white shirts, we all got to get over it. Let it be, folks. Back off. Just let people be what they're going to be. And we have to acknowledge the truth. Personally, I don't think we have to go around correcting everybody. The most important thing is it's kind of like people want to go into they want to get into the water and clean the fish before they caught the fish. And so, you know, people are out there and they're in their sinful nature and they make mistakes and nothing is here is perfect because we've been left with an imperfect world, a perfectly imperfect world. Just declare the name of Jesus, the name above all names. And he said, "Ye must be born from above." And I know Catholics that are born again. I know Catholics that are born again and don't know that they're born again. They're just in love with Jesus. But I also know there are Catholics who have a perfunctory visitation to a pew, as I do in Presbyterian churches, as I do in charismatic churches, as I do in non-denominational churches. There are the chaff and the wheat in all denominations. And by the way, Jesus did not start a denomination. Let's make that very clear. It's all-inclusive. It's man that makes these divisions, you know.
Good point, Rhett.
Yeah. And so I'm for everybody that believes in Jesus, and so is my Father in heaven, I assure you. And we have a very close relationship. So you might want to listen to me this way. I'm an imperfect person. I am a sinner, and I'm far from perfect. I don't say I am, but I do have a connection to the living God of Israel, and that is this. Love, baby, precedes it all, because even Jesus said, on the day of judgment, many will come to him saying, "We did signs and wonders. We delivered demons in your name. We healed in your name." He'll say, "Depart from me. I never knew you." "You never knew us. I never knew you." To others, he'll say, "You fed me when I was hungry. You clothed me when I was naked. You visited me in prison. Come in, for your reward is great." And they'll say, "We don't remember you. When did we do this to you? When you did it to the least of these my brethren, you did it unto me." Now, that sounds like you get into heaven by works, which is not true, because Paul said plainly, it's not by works, but by the grace, right, of God.
Correct.
The grace. And so it gets a little confusing even for a guy like me, because I know that love precedes. I know that David was a blatant sinner. David continued to sin, but he was a man after God's heart. You know, it's not the falling down, it's the getting back up. And hopefully pleading for repentance, pleading for a contrite heart, right?
Exactly.
But Del, let's...
Also, Rhett, I would say pleading to God, praying to God, asking God to help you. Because as you say, we're just human. We are not able to get that connection by ourselves. We need the grace of God to get that, in my experience.
And it takes all kinds of ways. I had a friend of mine here in town. He worked with, famous comedian, the guy who had a TV show, The Black Man, who ended up getting in some trouble himself late in life. That guy, he ended up, I know all kinds of famous people that he was the manager for. Well, he went forward in life and said he in New York City that he'd been sleeping with different women, not his wife. So he finally came to his wife and apologized, admitted it to the entire family. God told him, if you'll come to Mass every day, I'll deliver you from that. And since he's done that, this was years and years and years ago, he was delivered of that proclivity for seducing women that were not his wife. So that's the way God dealt with him. Is somebody going to say, well, I don't know about going to a Mass, you know? Well, and some believe that the body of Christ becomes the body of Christ, and a lot of non-denominations believe it doesn't. Look, that's not my business. My business is if you call upon the name of the Lord Jesus, you'll be saved, and that's what we need to focus in on, right?
Yes, I 100% agree. And now, on the other hand, it doesn't mean we should not do works, and I think that's what Christ meant. Do works, but don't count on them to get you into heaven. You know, so there's both sides of it.
I wonder how forgiving the Lord will be. Will he err on the side of mercy? Because in the Old Testament, he says, with the same joy that I had in blessing you, I will have the same joy in cursing you.
Did you say that?
It's in the scriptures there. I've read it.
Okay.
And it's like,
I didn't read that one.
Yeah, it's in there. And so, you know, I mean, I have a Catholic friend of mine. He was a priest. Ended up leaving the priesthood. Well, he didn't really leave the priesthood, but anyway, he ended up getting married and having 11 kids. And he's the kind of guy, he's a very, what we consider in America, a very liberal guy. And I think he believes in the end even Hitler will be saved. I kind of don't think so, but I don't know so, and I certainly don't want to pray so, because with the measure that I use to meet, so shall it be meted unto me. I don't know. I don't know what God's going to, you know what, this is not my carnival, it's not my monkey, and you know what, it's all God's. He got this thing going. I can relax as his son and go, all I know is he chose me, I got born again, and I'm trying to be a better man because of him. And it's his love that leads me to repentance.
Yeah. Now, if I can just comment, Rhett, for a moment.
Please.
Christ's greatest commandment, as we know, was to love your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, and with all your mind, which is a huge, that's saying, love God with your all. Right, and then love your neighbor as yourself. So my feeling is that Christ, what he wants is for us to achieve that love. And so if we haven't been able to do it while we've been on earth, then he will correctly judge that we have not and give us an opportunity to do it. This is, of course, now this is
now that's not biblical, though. It's not biblical that there's no middle place. There's right here, yeah. Sanctification, according to, I know this black lady was a wife of a pastor, and she died, came back, and said, sanctification happens here. And her words have always...
Tune in again tomorrow at 3 a.m., 7 a.m., or 3 p.m. for the continuation of this interview. I'm your host, Rhett Palmer. And this is a new day.